What's up? This is the Let's Talk About It podcast. I'm your host, Raquel. I have a very special guest going into season four, you guys. I have Kiara, the beautiful Key. Oh my God, when I say she has her hands in so many different hats, she's an entrepreneur, she's an actress, she's an artist, creative, like... When this episode is going to be great. We're going to learn how she's able to do this. And words of her, she's a psychopath. So we all might have to follow suit and do what she does in order to make sure that our dreams and we are finding our purpose on purpose. Kiara, I just really want to know, with everything that you have going on, do you truly feel like you found your purpose?
I think yes. I think my main purpose is to teach.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make sure, because my hands is so involved in a lot, mm-hmm. I think that's my main purpose, to teach others as much as I know or what I've learned, and to learn how to make sure it's received when I'm trying to teach and it doesn't come off as arrogant or to where people don't receive it well.
Well, just the speaking off of the arrogance piece, reviewing all of the articles that I've read about you and your backstory of how you even started a lot of these things, arrogance doesn't come to the forefront. From the Reiki tea, with helping with the side effects of chemotherapy, from the Beautiful Minds Bill, from you having a background in forensics, like arrogance. Maybe confident, but arrogance, no.
Can you
give me a breakdown of how you actually started these businesses and decided, like, this is what I want to go for? Because they are essentially different.
Yes, they are. And funny, your question is very funny to me, because that's one of the hardest things, being able to monetize everything that I'm interested in, mm-hmm. Has been over the years. But I would say I've been writing music since I was 12 years old.
Okay.
So that's where the music comes in. I was always involved in theater arts, as where as I was writing summer plays and acting in them as well. Yeah. So I'm a writer first and foremost. When I got to high school, I was more involved in criminal justice. I graduated with my 911 dispatch license.
Wow.
And my associate's degree.
Okay.
So it was more academic level once I got to high school, and mm-hmm. it was more of also me not having as much confidence in myself, going from wanting to be on the scene, because every talent show I was in, I'm making the dance for it, all of that. Even my friends that don't dance, they in it.
Mm-hmm.
But when I get to high school, I didn't want to be seen. I wasn't as confident. So that's where the interest in criminal justice came along. And that continued on to my studies with me getting a bachelor's degree in criminal justice, me getting a master's degree in human services, criminal justice minor, and me now enrolled for my second master's, getting a licensed counseling therapy. So I'll be a licensed counselor in a year and a half.
A busy woman, you guys. A busy woman. Like, wow. Just wow.
Thank you. So that explains that part. And then with, as far as my tea, my grandmother was diagnosed in about 2018 with ovarian cancer.
Wow, okay.
And she was just taking so many medications, like at least 5 to 8 for so many different things, and for the same thing at the same time. So I wanted to figure out a healthier way to help her not take so many medicines, and I did.
Okay.
That's the birth of the tea, which is Reiki power, putting your energy and intentions into it. And really, people don't understand how powerful energy and intention is. And you can truly heal with just wanting somebody to be better.
Mm-hmm.
That's the creation of it. And I just lost my inspiration May 22nd. And we just celebrated her life last Saturday, June 8th. Thank you. I'm so, so proud of my grandmother. She is a fighter. She she fought this disease for this long, since she was diagnosed. And it was seizures that took her out, because she wasn't healthy enough and wasn't able to come back from that. So super proud of her.
But she left a beautiful legacy, though.
Super proud.
Yeah.
I'm super proud. But that's the tea. And then the spa came from because I was interested in just the whole holistic wellness aspect. And I was doing sound healing and learning the different aspects and different benefits that offers with elders, people that suffer PTSD and extreme anxiety, so on and so forth. So I was able to combine my tea and having the only holistic mobile spa bus in Texas.
Okay.
I hope that explains everything.
No, it really does. And it really gives a background of where your passion comes from and how your ancestors, your lineage has really created you to be who you are today. And I just want to say, you guys, her product is online at Walmart. So, yeah, she got a lot of stuff that she's doing right now, but she is making moves. And this podcast is all about finding your purpose on purpose. And even if she feels like she hasn't got in depth into her purpose, she's there. She's there. She might not know it yet, but she's there. Because me personally, there's so many things that I want to do in my life. And I think once I read your story, I was just like, oh, my God, like there's other people out there like me. Like, I really, backstory for me, I got my GED in 2021. I graduated with my bachelor's degree in healthcare administrations in October. Well, I finished school in October, but I graduate next year. And, you know, I have a son and, you know, doing the podcast, I eventually want to write a book. So reading your story and how you came about everything and how you've really built a business out of your passions is really inspirational to me.
Thank you.
And this podcast is really to show people that, you know, your purpose might not just be that one thing that you have a passion for. It may be several things. And as long as we're helping people, that's the goal. Like, when you stop helping people, I think that's when you need to reevaluate what you're doing.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. So I want to focus on the Beautiful Minds Act. Helping law enforcement and really, like, what made you think that this was something that was necessary? Granted, it is. And many people don't feel like they should put their hands on there or touch that subject. But what made you feel like you could really make a difference in that area?
Thank you for asking me that, first and foremost. Having the criminal justice background and interest, I had a contract job for the last 5 years with Meta, just doing what do they call it? Content moderating.
Okay.
So just going through the stuff that you would see online as far as the hate speech and the bullying.
Yeah.
Graphic violence and so on and so forth. Extremely traumatizing, but you have to sit there and be able to view it and be able to determine whether it violates and which violation it falls under, so on and so forth. So having that contract job, I just came to realization we had a wellness. We had 45 minutes of wellness time per week because we were viewing such graphic and life-changing content on a consistent basis, 45 minutes a week. And I just started thinking, like, officers and law enforcement, military officials have to deal with content like this firsthand, not behind a computer, but in person.
Yeah.
Not to mention you combine that with the fact that they do not, a lot of people, and not just law enforcement, military officials, but a lot of people do not go to see therapists to get help or to go. They don't believe in it. So they self-medicate.
Mm-hmm.
So you add that to that on top of the traumatic experiences that you're witnessing in person, plus unhealthy stress management, plus your wife may be cheating or you may have be dealing with a sick parent or a sick child or just life happens.
Yeah.
You don't know how to deal with that. You're still expected to show up to work and to be a non-biased citizen when it comes to any situation at your job. No human can be perfect at every moment. And I'm aware that I'm a Black woman, but I am also aware with criminal justice that media plays a part in a lot of stories. And I just wish people would just view more people as humans.
Yeah.
First and foremost.
Yeah.
Because everybody is human. And that's what made me come up with that bill to be able to get it passed to hopefully be a law one day, to have it mandatory for stress management programs for law enforcement and military officials, because now you're forced to be able to have better stress management practices, so to speak. And it can only help.
It can only do us all good.
Because
if they're good, then they can protect us
better. The community is better.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's how I came up on
it. I love that. I absolutely love the way that you think about other people when you're actually cultivating your businesses. Like, a lot of people think about the dollar. They don't think about how it affects people, how it affects their community. And everything that you've built your brand off of, it seems like it's helping the community. And I commend you on that.
Thank you.
Because one of the things that I struggle with these days is being able to connect with people who aren't all about the likes, who aren't all about what's the latest trend or whatever. I mean, those things are great, but what about where our world is coming? What our world is coming to, the children that has to live in this community? Like, even my son, I've had issues with letting go. Like, putting him in daycare was, like, who's looking after him? How do I know that they care about him? You know, and even with law enforcement, I think teachers should also have that space. You know, they should be able to talk about their feelings and emotions, because if they're at home dealing with things, they bring that to school. They lash out to students, and
that's who with your kids.
Yeah. And I just really feel like you were really onto something.
Thank you.
And I want to change gears to your music. I listened to your music on Spotify.
Oh.
I did. And I was in the car jamming, not going to lie. I had to go through each one to kind of get a feel of everything. And I listened to how you evolved. And that's,
thank you.
Yes, I listened to how you evolved. And again, listening to your story, and it's just like evolution after evolution after evolution. How do you feel going into the next phase of your music, with where music is going? How do you feel like that's going to change for you? Do you think you're going to take a different approach, or your sound is going to change? How does that look?
I think, first of all, I'm honored and so appreciative that you took the time out to listen to my music and that you noticed my growth.
Yes.
Because I definitely feel like I'm in my bag now when it comes to house and EDM music.
Mm-hmm.
I've been recording since I was 20 years old.
Okay.
So it's been about 10 years, but I've been writing since I was 13. But because I'm so hands-on, I'm not an artist that has a lot of music. Everything is so personal to me, no matter how much I simplify it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very intentional. So it takes a lot and a lot of time. And I co-produce a lot of my stuff. So
awesome.
I'm very hands-on with my projects. So for someone to notice that means a lot to me, because I feel like that. I feel like I'm more comfortable in my space, and I'm super excited. I'm so excited because I feel so confident as an artist.
As you should.
Everything that I've already curated, my first album, the last part of my EP would be Sips Tea. The collection would be out July 13th, 713, since I'm from Houston. And it would be three parts, which together is basically an album.
Right.
But I split it three parts in the EP just for people to see my diversity and see everything that I'm into, because it's very hard to put a genre or a label on myself. When people ask me what I do, what genre, those are very hard questions for me to answer, because it's...
You do music.
Right.
Yeah.
And I write. I'm going to a writer's camp on Sunday, which will be my very first time collaborating with other writers and other artists. I've did sync placements where I record, like some artist has something on the song and I record my verse.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I've never been in a room to write with other artists or other writers. And I write my stuff. So I'm so excited just for the growth as a person and as an artist that I have coming this year, and things I don't know about for years to come. So
I'm excited for
you.
Definitely excited for you. I think you deserve to win. Like, honestly, like I said, my job, I feel like, as someone who has a platform and brings on guests, is for me to not investigate, but investigate, you know, who you are, what you are, and how can I connect with you? And like I said, I connected with you on a different level just based off of your articles, listening to your music, and really understanding or trying to understand what all of this means to you. And to have you here today, I really am excited and happy that you are willing to share your story, because I feel like many people are going to be able to hear this and say, I can do it too. And then because you are a woman of color, because you are a woman in general, like, yeah, we're supposed to be strong, but you are proving that we are strong. Like, we are strong, and as long as we are consistent and we keep going, there is no way that we could fail.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I agree.
So is there anything new that is going to come outside of music? Because we're excited about the album and the EP. But are there any other new projects that you see yourself doing within the next couple of months, years?
I'm definitely collaborating with more artists and more writers as far as music. I'm definitely going to see me performing more and more festivals coming up. Now that I'm getting the completion of the project finished, it's going to be touring and traveling and performance more. I have merchandise, some already posted to my website, thebeautifulkey.com. I have my tarot cards that I designed myself that is based off my music, the whole Sips Tea collection. It's a whole tarot deck that you can use, because I'm into that as well.
Okay.
Just being able to explore my creativity and partnerships. I have so many partnership ideas in mind as far as my music and just my brand goes, that I'm excited to pursue.
Yeah.
And fingers crossed that it falls in line. Books. I have a book for the care coordinators coming out this fall.
Okay.
Because I've had a lot of jobs.
Girl, preach your choir, okay?
And one of them this past year was a qualified mental health professional. Mm-hmm. And those are the ones that go to see the family. But, like, they're the ones that examine the family and the kids before CPS gets involved.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I had experience with that. And I basically built a book on that would basically help them to be able, with their questioning, to be able to bond and do activities with the child. Okay. And the parent to be able to do that as well. So I'm releasing that this fall. And yeah, I got a lot of stuff. I haven't even got my degree yet, but I have things in mind for my own private practice.
Yeah.
Once I have that degree, to combine that with my holistic mobile spa bus and a couple of ideas that I have. So yeah, just...
I believe you're going to do great. Whichever route you go towards first, it's going to do great.
Thank you.
So you did mention that you are into tarot cards. I've gotten readings before. Mm-hmm. I've done tarot card readings before. But with that spiritual energy, do you have other spiritual energies, or what is your religion based off of?
I am not a huge religious person. I believe that religion at the end of the day is proving who is the best man. And when I say that, I mean, if it's everybody had their time, it's kind of like they do with music and they pit people against each other. He's the king. Mm-hmm. She's the queen. Mm-hmm. Everyone has their importance and their specialty and their time. Mm-hmm. Everyone contributed. And I feel like religion makes you choose one, and it also causes a whole lot of division amongst other things. So points. I'm very spiritual, and when I say that, if you're a positive person, positive energy, and you have good intentions, that's the people I want to be around, because that's the person that I want to be.
Right.
Regardless of what mistakes I make, my intentions are going to be pure. I don't mean anyone any harm. Mm-hmm. And my whole purpose is to make sure that I benefit others, not just myself, while I'm here on this earth. So I just feel like when people walk in more positivity and love and compassion for one another, whatever religion that is that you have, that's what I'm with.
Well, I'm going to say I'm not a very religious person, but I do believe in God. And I feel like God had his hands on you. He definitely is doing something in your life. And I never want you to stray away from the positivity and the energy and the way you pour back into people, I never want you to take away from that. And, you know, I've had trying to create, you know, having guests on this show and reaching out to more religious people. I've had people turn me away based off of, you know, me having a wife and me saying that I'm religious and, you know, but, and granted, other people may have not wanted to hear about the tarot card piece, but for me, I feel like the person that you are isn't defined by what you believe in doing. And like I said, I've done tarot card readings before. I've gotten my palm read before. Like, I believe people have that capability and it's a gift from God. It's not always witchcraft. But I also believe that, like I said, I feel like God has his hands on you. And I appreciate you sharing your energy with me because
you
don't get that a lot. And especially, granted, y'all, this is my first time meeting her, okay? Today was the first time actually having a face-to-face conversation. We spoke over the phone. The connection over the phone was very nice and pleasant. But today, I really feel her energy and the way that she just speaks about her passions, speaks about people in general, says a lot about her character. And those are the type of people that I want to have around me. And I can just hope that I continue to connect with people on your type of level and, you know, learn as well. Because, like I said, you have so many different things that you're doing and you're accomplishing, and it's beautiful.
Thank you.
Like, it's really a beautiful thing to watch and experience and be able to connect with you. So I appreciate you coming on the show and just really connecting with me on that level.
Likewise.
Is there anything that you would want to tell people that are watching this episode in regards to their purpose, in regards to what they're passionate about and how to get there? What would you tell a little you or someone even older?
So little me, first and foremost, believe in yourself, focus on yourself, your wants, your desires, your passions, what makes you happy. Stay away from people that your mood gets down around. Older people or future people that are trying to indulge in their passions or whatnot, have faith. I've had to, just growing up, believe in my intuition. That's why I know God is real. I've had to believe in my intuition and my faith so much that I'm a Virgo. For those that it matters, I hope that provides context to where I have to have concrete evidence when it comes to pursuing something or going through something. Like, my plans have to have, I have to have an A, B, C. But as growing up, I take it as far as having a plan C. My mom is a plan A through Z type person. I'm like, no, I'm just going to do it. Like, as long as I have these few things in order, I'll deal with it as I come. Please don't stop yourself. Your worst enemy is yourself. Stay confident, even if you have to fake it. My name is the Beautiful Key because my soul, my spirit is beautiful, not just my outer exterior. It's my soul, it's my energy. And as long as you're beautiful in the inside, you deserve everything beautiful in life. You deserve every beautiful treatment in life, as long as you're beautiful inside and you're beautiful to other people. So I appreciate it. Of your time here, and thank you so much for having me.
No, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate your energy. I appreciate your testament and your aspirations that you have shared with us. And hopefully this is not the first and last time we see each other.
Yes, okay, girl. Oh, and I brought you a gift. Yes, of course. I have the only CMOS iced tea on Walmart.com. I am working on more exclusive partnerships with other companies, but the reason why it's not in stores, as you see, they have a specific protocol as far as shelf life that makes it mandatory for you to put chemicals and things in your drink to provide shelf life, which defeats the purpose of my product. So it's not in stores, but it is online. Yeah, so I wanted to bring it. This is Nana's favorite, the only sea moss iced tea. And then I brought you Loaded. So one of the part of the merchandise that's going to be with my music project is the tea that's going to come with it.
Okay.
So I have certain teas that's title of my music title. Uh-huh. So one of the singles that's going to be from my Sips Tea Volume 3 is going to be Loaded. So I brought you that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yes. Each tea bag can be used up to 3 times.
Okay.
If you want to reuse it and you don't use it the same day, just put it in the refrigerator and then boil it up the next day.
Some of this right now. Let me see.
And it has all natural ingredients.
Oh, this is like really refreshing.
All the ingredients ice? On the bag. It's the only sea moss iced tea on Walmart.com.
It's really good.
Yes. Pure honey. I use wildflower honey with it and very little sugar.
It's really refreshing. Like on ice, I could see like sitting up in this heat. Like,
Oh my God. Yes.
Get you some. Go to Walmart. Go to Walmart.com and get you some Reiki tea because sea moss tea. It's really good. Like, you can taste all the natural flavors and... Sorry, wrong side. But is that good? I'm looking at, like, what's in here because it's really good.
Yes, all on the back. Yes, absolutely. And, of course, every herb is Reiki powered and prayed over. So, every intention, I have, is put all into my tea and I hand make everything. So
that is amazing. You guys... I'm just honored to have her. Make sure you go follow her on Instagram, The Beautiful Key. Make sure you go look at her music on Spotify. It is amazing to listen to. Like I said, to hear her evolution over the time. And this won't be the last time you see her on the Let's Talk About It podcast. I have to bring her around more. Like, I love this. Again, thank you guys for being on the Let's Talk About It podcast. If you are looking to find your purpose on purpose and make the uncomfortable conversations comfortable, make sure you tune in every week on Sunday. We'll be here. Thank you.
Thank you.
I loved it. Thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming.
Thank you for having me.